540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel's military says troops have surrounded the largest hospital in Gaza, claiming Hamas is using doctors and patients, including newborns, as human shields. Marwan Abu Sada is a surgeon there.
We are suffering now with our babies. I'm afraid that we are going to lose all of these babies.
Fuel there has run out. The U.S. has stepped up attacks on Iranian-linked facilities in Syria. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
These strikes are intended to disrupt and degrade the freedom of action and capability of these groups, which are directly responsible for attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria.
The new House Speaker has proposed a two-pronged bill to keep federal offices funded past Friday. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy tells NBC.
I don't like this laddered CR approach. It looks gimmicky to me, but I'm open to what the House is talking about. The priority has to be keeping the government open.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There might be trouble for efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. The state Senate votes tomorrow on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field, but as of this morning, not enough senators support it to pass it. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard.
We believe that we can improve upon the bill, and we're going to continue doing everything that we can to make sure that the state of Wisconsin is getting the best deal possible.
Agard on Upfront on WISN-TV. Microsoft says it plans to buy about 1,000 more acres of land in southeast Wisconsin. If it's approved, the deal would make Microsoft the biggest landowner in the tax incremental finance district originally created for Foxconn. Microsoft officials will make their pitch to the Mount Pleasant Village Board tonight. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Brewers ballpark funding deal has hit a wall. The state Senate is currently lacking the necessary votes to approve the plan that uses about $500 million of taxpayer money to renovate American Family Field. The current count falls short of the required 17 yes votes. Republican senators expressed dissatisfaction with the proposal, citing concerns over taxpayers funding the project. Some Democrats advocate for the inclusion of a new beer district development in the plan. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office has reported that there have been no sightings of an escaped bull since it went missing Friday. It escaped the Milwaukee Stockyards in Reeseville. The Sheriff's Office has described the bull as dangerous and unfriendly, cautioning that it may charge at people. The Sheriff's Office has been authorized to euthanize the bull if found, as it poses a threat. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got four in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to four. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Packers with another loss on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-19. It came down to the final play of the game. 3 seconds left on the clock, 16 yards from the goal line. Jordan Love throws to Christian Watson, but the pass intercepted. Watson asked if the play was similar to others this season.
You know, I'm just running the route, you know, trying to get into the end zone. You know, obviously, you know, leave everything else to 10. Try to fit it in somewhere. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's a tough situation to be in.
The Packers host the Chargers Sunday. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks. Back at Fiserv Forum tonight against the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks lost over the weekend to the Magic in Orlando, 112-97. Giannis with 35 points and 10 rebounds, but without Damian Lillard dealing with a calf injury. College football, at the start of the season, the Wisconsin Badgers were ranked 19th in the nation. Saturday, they lost again, this time to Northwestern, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
The expectation sometimes, you got to find a way to get over top of that. Right now, we have not.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High of 58 today, under clear skies, westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 32. High temperatures reach up to 58 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Tough love Monday, Earl.
Hey, good morning, Wisconsin, and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Good morning, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hey, Gilbert.
Yes, sir.
9 games in, 3-6. And falling. They played an entertaining game yesterday, man. But entertaining ain't gonna get it, right?
Not history.
So I mean, even if you see improvements, Gilbert, improvements, the people ain't accepting improvements. I mean, in the line of business, which is called the NFL. There are no improvement victories, right?
No. I mean, you look, Earl, oh my God. You look at this team and you see glimpse of talent. You see glimpse of guys doing what they need to go do. And then you see things that happen in real life. Oh my God, are you kidding me? There's certain things that we got to clean up, but can we clean it up with how many games left? Eight
games left, man. The toughest part of the schedule coming up.
The meat and potatoes is coming.
Let me ask you. You played 10 years in the NFL. You played 4 years in college. You played, I don't know, what, 3 years in high school, 4 years?
4 years in high school.
4 years in high school. Football is football, ain't it? Blocking and tackling. Vince Lombardi used to always say, may God rest his soul, blocking and tackling. You can talk about all the rest of that stuff, but blocking and tackling.
But, Earl, you got to have a great teacher to do the blocking and the tackling. If you don't have a great teacher, you're going to look real mediocre or not even make it to the league. So somebody got to teach you how to play the game.
Gilbert, I just said you played from high school to college.
I don't care.
And the pros, you played 18 years.
From high school as a freshman to my last year as a pro. In between those two
and not know how to tackle,
you gotta have someone that taught you how to play the game.
Gilbert,
And you are a fool if you say anything different.
Now, Gilbert, but because I know you and I knew your high school coach, he was the guy who taught you how to tackle first, right?
Yes.
Okay. So then, so with those years with him.
It's just, but see, it's just like this, Earl. Each level you get to, it changes. It doesn't say the same. From high school to college, it changes. From college to pro,
learning how to tackle?
Yes. Yes. The opposition gets bigger. The opposition gets stronger.
So help us understand, Gilbert. A guy got the ball. He's running towards you.
Yes.
You got to wrap him up. But I know there's somebody in between that you got to get rid of before you can get to him, right?
Yes.
So is the key getting rid of that guy in front of you in order to get to him?
The key to tackling is different on all occasions. It's an open field tackle. It's an in between the lines tackle. Whatever you got to do, you got to learn. Like, there's a difference from tackling Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith. There's a difference from tackling those two guys. But if you being taught the difference between those two and tackling, then you're going to be a pretty good player.
So
you are taught when Barry Sanders is running the ball, don't watch his feet. Don't watch his head.
Watch his stomach.
Watch his stomach. Because his body can't move without his stomach. He can move without his legs. He can move without his head. Can't move without his stomach.
So, Gilbert, I've heard that with boxing. Don't hit, you can't hit the head, hit him to the body. Same principle is what you say.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Well.
But the principle is different when you're tackling Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith.
Well, yeah, because Barry Sanders had those great cuts. He could cut on you on a dime. Emmitt Smith was more straight ahead kind of runner.
He was an elusive runner too, but he didn't have that jelly like he didn't have that jelly like Thurman Thomas and Barry Sanders had.
Yeah. So for people who don't know what you mean by jelly is elusiveness. You know, them cats will fake you out of your shoes. You think they're somewhere and they go on and you go to attack them. And the harder you go to attack him, to hit him harder, you're going to miss him, right?
The running backs, if they make you make a momentum move,
they go the other way.
They use your momentum
right
against you.
Because that's how smart they are.
Barry Sanders was a master of making you kill yourself. Period.
So we said all that.
Let's say this. Why did we give up all them yards against Pittsburgh?
Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger on the Earl Ingram Show, Gilbert, we're in week 9.
Week 9.
And the Green Bay Packers are 3-6. And here you are, man, talking about the cats don't know how to tackle. I can't, it's hard for me to believe that they're getting the paycheck. Gilbert, they're getting the big paycheck.
No. I don't put words in my mouth. Okay. I didn't say that. You said that.
Okay. So why did they give up 205 yards to a team that averaged only 90 yards a game rushing?
Now, Earl, this is called what? Tough Love Monday, right? So, hey, we about to give these cats some tough love. It is not, if you watch the game, ladies and gentlemen, you're not sitting there watching the tight pants and butts flopping around and the G's all over the place. But if you're watching the game and you're watching the interior line, we are making mistakes and giving up positionings till they got the holes that they're finding. Now, is that player-wise or is that coaching-wise? Me, personally, at any time, I'm thinking, coach got to go back to the drawing board. Because we got first-rounders. Of course, was Kenny Clark in there yesterday?
No.
That's a big negative right there. But we saw them guys show up last game.
Well, they played against the Rams. Okay.
Rams without a quarterback.
Rams get paid. We're talking about the running game. We ain't talking about passing.
No, but
there's a difference. And Earl, when I see our defensive line, we're not finding the ball. We're not finding the ball. We're just running up field. And what happens when you run up field? You know how you push a kid through the door?
Right.
You tell them, come on, let's get to. That's how the offensive linemen are doing us. We're going to let you run up field. All we're going to do is push you on up the field and get behind you.
So
instead of us using our hands, finding the ball and fighting towards the pressure that they're giving us to clog them holes. Well, when we run up field, we're opening up the hole even wider.
So Gilbert, because you played on the line.
I am a master against the run.
Okay,
I got a PhD in kicking somebody's butt against the run.
So
I know what I'm talking about.
So the most of the people watching the game don't see it from the line position. They don't know anything about that. Right?
They don't see it, but I see it.
I know you do because that was your bread and butter.
I'm trying to explain it, Earl. I'm trying to explain it to the best of my ability for the people like yourself that don't know nothing about football.
So the reason I'm pushing back on you is because
it's because
Gilbert. Okay, so the defensive line. Is you are stating not their technique is not right.
Technique is not
okay,
right.
Okay.
They can play better than that.
Okay, so what about the linebackers? Okay.
The linebackers should be playing off the defensive line. But the linebackers can't do nothing if the defensive line is running up the field and the guards are just going straight to the linebackers. Here, I'm going to push you up here. Here, I'm going to push you up the field. Then I'm going to run up here and get up on this linebacker. And they do a double block.
Yeah, and the linebacker ain't equipped to really take on that 310 pounds.
By the time he get up to the linebacker, he got the angle on the linebacker. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And the running back just going to cut off that block. That's what I'm talking about, Earl. It's the defense. We're breaking down the defense first, right? That's what we're doing. Breaking down, then we're going to get over into the offense. But this defense, man, you know, we only still gave up 23 points. We had our normal. Offense failed to score over 23 points. Of course, but we gave up too many yards in the run game.
So 23 points, you should win the game if the defense give up 23 points. Because here's what happened.
I ain't going to say that with this team.
All right, so here's what happened. The Packers, the Steelers scored 17 points in the first three possessions. Mm-hmm. And they only scored 6 the rest of the game. Three possessions,
They
scored their points. It means the defense then tightened up.
Means that we made those adjustments at halftime.
Right.
So when we came out, it was a different game.
That's correct.
You see what I'm saying? But we still gave up too many yards.
So, all right, listen, we got to go to a break. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts on the game and the season thus far?
Tough love right Monday, back. Y'all. All right.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Earn extra cash for the holidays. Visit Robert Half Diamonds for their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th. They'll buy your gold for real green, and you could walk away with tickets to see the green and gold score a touchdown in Green Bay. Score top dollar with an offer on the spot for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds, all in a relaxed atmosphere. Get free professional valuations from a local name and trusted company. You'll learn exactly what you have and what it's worth with the international experience at Robert Hack Diamonds. Did you inherit jewelry that may not be to your taste but is sentimental? Why not convert it to something new and exciting? Or trade in your outdated pieces for something new? So many options. Robert Hack is having their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th and is paying cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See him in Brookfield, just east of Moreland on Greenfield Avenue, or 76th and Layton, right on the corner of Greenfield. Visit RobertHackDiamonds.com.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K. K.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, we talked about the defense. They gave up 17 points in the first half, 6 points the rest of the way.
Feel good.
Can you, they held the Steelers to 140 yards passing.
Yeah.
Hey, man, they gave up under 400 yards total offense. Yeah. Can you still blame them?
Blame the defense?
Yeah. But they gave up 200 yards rushing.
This loss was a team effort, or you can't just blame one person. You can't just blame one unit. There's three units to the game, offense, defense, special teams. All three didn't get the job done yesterday.
Well, okay, so you say you can't blame one person.
One unit.
But the coach, LaFleur, saying that Aaron Jones made a huge mistake. He basically is saying that he kind of helped cause them the game because with 58 seconds left, and the Packers had the ball, and they needed a touchdown, and they threw a swing pass to Aaron Jones, and Aaron Jones tried to break it. He was supposed to go out of bounds, and Matt LaFleur has said, even after the game, he pointed the finger at Aaron Jones, and he clearly stated.
You know what, Earl?
What?
I bet you today he wants to take that back. I bet you today he wants to take that back. You cannot put that on a player that's trying to make this game, that's trying to win this game. He saw something. Aaron Jones is a professional. He saw something that maybe he could do, but it didn't come out his way. That's what your boy said. But let's check this out, though. Why are we in this position? If you didn't want him to try his best, don't call that play. Call something else. But for you to blame this cat because we didn't score on him, that's wrong.
Well,
because it's 10 other guys on the field.
Well, you know, Gilbert, one of the reasons why it's going to come back to haunt him is because of who Aaron Jones is. He bleeds green and gold, right? He gave up $5 million. I don't know if you would have did that to come back to the Packers, right?
I would have done it.
Okay. But he gave up $5 million to come back to the Packers because he loves the Packers. And we, you know, the coach, LaFleur, and everybody knows just how great a player he is. And, you know, Yeah, did he make a mistake though?
Yeah, but Earl, if you want to sit up there and you want to start pointing fingers at people, which a coach should never do, you start pointing it at their receiving core.
Yeah, they have.
You start pointing it at that offensive line. That let J.J. Watt hit not J.J. Watt, the other Watt boy,
right,
hit the quarterback. Hits on quarterback, pressures on quarterbacks, changes games. I mean, come on. That's, if you want to start pointing the finger, start pointing the finger at all the flaws. Start pointing the finger at the defense. Don't single out one guy and say, this is why we lost the game.
Well, Gilbert, I will tell you that I'm sure Aaron Jones, being the kind of man he is, you know him, mm-hmm, that probably hurts him, right?
It hurts him, but I'm going to tell you what he's going to do. He ain't going to come out in the media and say nothing about it.
Right.
That's the type of player he is. He's going to say, okay, coach, I'm going to pick my hard hat up, I'm going to grab my lunchbox, and I'm going to go back to work. That's a true professional. And if you're going to do something, let's keep it in-house. I'm going to come up to your office. We're going to talk about it. Then we're going to move on.
But he's clearly going to have a conversation with the coach.
He need to. Or even the coach needs to pull him aside and say, hey, man, I didn't mean for what I said to come out the way it did.
Well,
this is what we should have done.
I'm sure he's probably going to be forced to say that because it's all over the news that he pointed out Aaron Jones. And I'll say this. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Gilbert, the Packers are now 3-6. And and 8 games left. Mm. And so how do you motivate a 3-6 team that's not going anywhere? You know, they already know. Because you said at the beginning of the season, their goal is to win the Super Bowl. Every team, when they first start out.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
When you turn around and see your 3-6, where does the motivation come from? Your paycheck?
No. The motivation comes from the love of the game, Earl. It comes from pride, Packer pride. These 8 games right now, if I was the head coach, I would say these next 8 games, you got to give me y'all. Because now we're playing for next year.
Hey, Gilbert, I don't know, man. You know, because
we are, yeah. Earl. If we lay down right now and not fix the things that we need to fix, this is going to happen next year.
How do you tell a cat, man? You playing for next year, and the cat across.
You don't say we're playing for next year. I mean, come on, let's be real. You know what I'm saying? But we're playing to get better each game.
So this is where Gilbert, I I've been saying it all along, that he needs to bring you cats in there, man, to talk to the players. Apparently, he can't get it done. Right? Is it safe to say?
I wouldn't say he can't get it done because they paying him to get it done.
Right.
He needs to use the tools that's available to him to get it done.
But if he's 6-9, I mean 3-6, he ain't getting it done.
So then he needs the tools to get it done. Well, and what are the tools, Earl?
That's what I want you to tell
me. Bring some of us old cats in. You know what I'm saying? Right. Getting on your coaches to coach better. Look at the game and dissect it like I am and see where the problems are and get on the guys, get on the proper coaches to get the proper things fixed. Because what I see can be fixed on the defensive line. The offensive line is talent. Period.
All right. We'll be right back. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789 under the helmet.
Tough love, man.
Be right back.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders with the universities of Wisconsin are urging lawmakers to release $32 million. They released a plan last week to bolster degree programs to prepare graduates for key jobs in the Wisconsin workforce, but Republicans still want cuts to diversity offices. UW System President Jay Rothman says a deal's a deal.
We're taking the legislature at their word. They said this was focused on workforce development, and I think everyone in the state of Wisconsin can look at this and say, this is good for our state.
That's Rothman on Capital City Sunday on Channel 27 in Madison. A former Milwaukee police officer is acquitted of homicide charges. A Milwaukee jury on Friday found former officer Michael Mattioli not guilty in the 2020 death of Joel Acevedo. Mattioli says he was acting in self-defense. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two drivers were killed in a head-on collision in Watertown Saturday night. It happened in the southbound lanes of the State Highway 26 bypass north of 19. The driver of the wrong-way vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene with no one else in that vehicle. The second vehicle involved had three people inside, and the driver of that vehicle also died. Authorities are investigating the cause of the crash. Rules for riders are being reviewed by the DNR. Officials are issuing a reminder to hunters regarding the regulations governing ATV use during the upcoming deer season. The DNR emphasizes that shooting from an ATV, even when it's stationary, remains prohibited. Hunters are required to unload their guns and bows while transporting them on an ATV. Bow season has already started for Wisconsin deer hunters, while the gun deer season starts Saturday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Packers with another loss on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-19. It came down to the final play of the game. 3 seconds left on the clock, 16 yards from the goal line. Jordan Love throws to Christian Watson, but the pass intercepted. Watson asked if the play was similar to others this season.
You know, way, I mean, I'm just running the route, you know, trying to get into the end zone. You know, obviously, you know, leave everything else to 10, you know, try to fit it in somewhere. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's a tough situation to be in.
The Packers host the Chargers Sunday. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks, back at Fiserv Forum tonight against the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks lost over the weekend to the Magic in Orlando, 112-97. Giannis with 35 points and 10 rebounds, but without Damian Lillard dealing with a calf injury. College football, at the start of the season, the Wisconsin Badgers were ranked 19th in the nation. Saturday, they lost again, this time to Northwestern, 24-10. Luke Fickle.
The expectation sometimes, you got to find a way to get over top of that. Right now, we have not.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
High of 58 today, under clear skies, westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 32. High temperatures reach up to 58 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. UK.
cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill.
I love you.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, we can talk a little bit now about Jordan Love. And halfway through the season, it's time to compare his numbers to Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. And surprisingly, they're almost the same. Now,
at this point?
Yeah. Now we're hearing people say it's time to replace Jordan Love. Rodgers had thrown at, you know, at the same time, the statistical comparisons. Let's delve a little deep into them. The biggest differences between Love and Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. Now, Jordan Love.
Is he statistics all year one statistics?
Yeah.
Okay.
So through 8 starts this season, Love has completed 59.6% of his passes, the lowest rate among all qualified quarterbacks this season. Favre was at 64.8 through 8 starts, and Rodgers was at 63.7. Now, not a big difference between 59% and 63%, right? I mean, those are not the greatest numbers for pro football quarterbacks.
Earl, you seem like a statistical guy. I saw stats last week. Now, last year, 2022, Aaron Rodgers versus 2023 Jordan Love. At this point, their records, 3-5 and 3-5. This is last year at this time. Aaron Rodgers, 1,820 yards. Jordan Love, 1,891 yards. Okay? Percentage, 225 yards per game, 6.6. 215 yards per game, 6.6. 13 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. 14 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
So the 4 interceptions, the first one was Rodgers, 13 touchdowns, yep. 4 interceptions.
And this year, his at last week was 14 and 8 interceptions. Most yards in the game for Aaron Rodgers at this point in time was 255 yards. Most yards in the game for Jordan Love up to last week was 259 yards. 95.8 rating, 81.9 rating for Jordan Love. Identically almost the same.
Yep.
But nobody wants to get rid of Aaron Rodgers last year.
And the fact that Aaron Rodgers was the MVP, you know, the year before that. Something happened, right? Clearly, something happened. Now, last year, Aaron Rodgers didn't have Devontae Adams, did he?
Nope. Okay. He got the same receiving core that Jordan Love has. And the numbers are exactly the same.
Hey, Gilbert, that tells the story, right?
Yes,
I mean, really, really, those statistics you can't refute. Aaron Rodgers was a MVP quarterback the year before.
A Super Bowl champion.
Super Bowl champion. But a 4-time MVP, I think, or 3-time, whatever it was. But
how many years in the league? Umpteen years right. In the league. This is Jordan Love's first year at bat.
So I wonder, man, for all those people who want to blame Jordan Love, I heard people say that the Packers need to tank the rest of the season so they can get a quarterback.
Stupid.
Well, that does happen. And we've seen teams going to the tank to get
They're going to the tank, but not by choice. They at least trying to win a game. They ain't going to just say, oh, let's just forfeit. Might as well just say, let's forfeit.
You don't think any team does that?
No. No, they're trying. I mean, even them teams, they went up to be 0-15. They're still trying.
Well, you know, Gilbert, football's about winning and losing. You played it all those years.
Yeah.
Man, the more you lose. Now, the Packers, they won the one game in between. But, man, you know, the people forget, right? The people forget. It don't take long for them to forget. Those statistics you just mentioned about Aaron Rodgers
and Jordan Love,
that's amazing to me, man, that it was actually that close, you know. And nobody can point their finger at Jordan Love if, in fact, those statistics that you read, they are accurate.
Earl, you saw it yesterday. I mean, he made mistakes, but he was putting that ball where it was supposed to be on several occasions. He makes mistakes, his reads, certain things, but that's that first year deal. That's why I'm trying to explain to everybody, year two is going to be totally different.
You know,
because then he got to get in the lab with these receivers that he got, because it just blows my mind that they keep dropping passes like they do.
Well, 18 times Love has been sacked in those first nine games. Rodgers was sacked 17 times and Favre 16 times. So it's all apples and oranges. And you are right. And for people who keep saying it's Love, it's not him, man. It's got to be the receivers. He's got such a young group of receivers. They knew this. And there were people who early on in the season, Gilbert, said that the Packers needed to pick up some veteran receivers. They chose not to. Am I right? Did you remember that?
If you didn't do anything during the trade deadline, this is what you get. This is what you get.
Yeah.
But then again, what can you have done in the trade deadline? One person is not going to change this team.
No,
two people ain't gonna change this team.
Well, when the most experienced player, that receiver that the Packers have is their third string tight end. He's played 4 years, and then all these other guys are 2 years, Gilbert. They knew going in. Certainly, they saved a lot of money when you've got all these rookie receivers, Gilbert. You're not paying them much, right? It's safe to say that.
Yeah.
First year.
It's safe to say,
man,
that.
They've saved, and they decided to save a lot of money.
And the experience of the offensive line plays into it, too.
Yeah.
Because you got a bunch of young cats up there, too.
Let's bring in Al from Milwaukee and from Detroit himself. Hey, Al, what's going on, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. But, Gilbert, you know yourself, when Aaron Rodgers came in, it's like when Favre came in, the major change that was made in the next year was the offensive line. Mm-hmm. And until they get an offensive line, Love or nobody else will come in there and do nothing.
The defense has got
to be tightened up. Yes.
Al, I love you because
you understand
the game. You understand the game. You see what I see. If they don't change that offensive line next year, we're going to get the same result this year, period.
Well, but they know they're going to have to change the offensive line, Gilbert. They see it. You know, how can they not? I mean, if you look at the stats, Love 3-5 in 8 games, now 3-6. Rodgers was 4-5, and Favre was 4-5 at the same time. I don't know how you can say it's Love's fault, man. If you're looking at that, how can you blame him?
You can't. You got to blame the strength and coach because all these little fairies that they got, as they call receivers, that come in out of college trying to be cute, but ain't nobody in the weight room. Every time they get on the field, as soon as they get bumped, they hurt, and they got to sit out a week or two. You got to get some men in there. You got a bunch of boys.
You know what?
And Al gonna call a spade, man. Some of them boys catch the ball and they looking for a place to fall. They ain't gonna fight. They ain't gonna get those extra yards. They looking for a place to fall, Earl.
Well, Gilbert, then what you're saying is pro football players who are being paid to play the game.
No, I ain't saying that.
Okay.
You putting words in my mouth.
What you saying?
I am saying that our receiving core needs to get better. I am saying we need to catch the ball. We need to run the ball. We need to run our routes properly. And we need to get tougher. We are a finesse team that can't finesse nobody. Right now, when they look at the scouting report for the Green Bay Packers, we can run the ball against them. And we can shut their offense, shut their passing game down.
So Gilbert, that means
that's scouting report.
Well, that means in simplest terms, they're soft. I mean, you know, you can say it. I know you can't say it, but I can say it. If you know,
I'm gonna say we are inexperienced. We are very inexperienced in certain areas of this team.
Well, they knew that, man. That's why they're the youngest team in the league. They should have expected this. Is it safe to say that?
And like you said, Earl, were they trying to save money?
I think they were.
Or they didn't have no money?
Well, so part of this, Gilbert, is
yes. Because you just said Aaron Jones gave up $5 million.
Yes. Yes, they look to save money because Aaron Rodgers' numbers are still on the books. Right?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers' numbers are still on the books. And they got some other guys whose numbers are still on the books. And so, yeah, they didn't mind losing money, Gilbert, when they had Aaron Rodgers and they thought they had a chance to go to the Super Bowl. But when they know they don't have a chance at all, they're going to finally get a chance to cut some salaries, man. I think that's what they've done. Clearly, when they've gotten younger, they've cut salaries.
Is it safe to say this now makes us to be a rebuilding year?
Hey, Gilbert, I said that beginning of the season.
They were avoiding that word.
I know. Well, you know why. Hey, we'll do this on the other side. Al, hang on a minute. Under the helmet with the grave digger. And Al, on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Big Al!
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Earn extra cash for the holidays. Visit Robert Half Diamonds for their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th. They'll buy your gold for real green, and you could walk away with tickets to see the green and gold score a touchdown in Green Bay. Score top dollar with an offer on the spot for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds, all in a relaxed atmosphere. Get free professional valuations from a local name and trusted company. You'll learn exactly what you have and what it's worth with the international experience at Robert Half Diamonds. Did you inherit jewelry that may not be to your taste but is sentimental? Why not convert it to something new and exciting? Or trade in your outdated pieces for something new? So many options. Robert Half is having their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th and is paying cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See him in Brookfield, just east of Moreland on Greenfield Avenue, or 76th and Layton, right on the corner of Greenfield. Visit RobertHackDiamonds.com.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show, and special guest Al is hanging on the line. Hey, Gilbert and Al, I did some a little research during the break, and the salary cap for the teams last year was $226 million per team. It was $224 million the year before. Last year, Green Bay Packers salaries were $162 million, Gilbert and Al. Mm. This year, it's $125 million. So yes, they have cut their salaries $35 million in 1 year, which says they cut the salaries. And so when you cut the salaries, it kind of clear what happens, man, when you're getting cheaper players and less experience. Is it safe to say that, Gilbert?
It's safe to say that we started off with trying to keep Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
So we taking money here, moving to here, taking money there, moving
right
there.
Right.
Then it all blew up in our face. Now we caught in this conundrum and we're trying to get out of it. So that when we look at the talent on the field, could we have bought in a veteran receiver, veteran lineman, veteran something?
Yeah.
We probably couldn't have. I don't know. I don't know the numbers to make sure, but we're stuck in this thing right now. We need to find our way out.
Well, period. So those numbers tell the story. And the fact that, and I didn't even know before we went to break, I talked about the fact that they were cutting salaries because for years with Rodgers and all the other high priced players, they were certainly in the red. Now clearly they get a chance and they knew they were going to be younger. You're younger, they don't pay those major salaries. And that's where they are. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, you're probably both going to be offended by what I have to say, but I think all the salaries need to be cut because everybody I know is getting cut salaries. And if you can't live on $135 million a year, well, I think there's something wrong with you.
Well, that's the entire group of players.
That's Miss Cindy's perspective, man. You know, she tired of everybody talking about I got this money, but we ain't getting this done. Come on, man. Come on. I hear you, Miss Cindy. I hear you.
Well, you know, man, you know, put it this way. Aaron Rodgers last year, his base salary was $1,150,000.
That's his base salary?
Yep, but his signing bonus
Yeah.
His signing bonus was $25 million. So that's how this thing
but
works.
But in football, Earl,
you get the money
up front. The only thing that was guaranteed was that signing bonus. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
everything else is out the door if something happened to you.
Because if you look at Bakhtiari, his salary was $1,120,000. His signing bonus, $6 million. Preston Smith, salary, $1,150,000. Signing bonus, $9,000. So $9 million. So when you look, Gilbert, the money, Kenny Clark, $1,035,000 is his base salary. Reasonable. But signing bonus, $5 million. That's where
you gotta do it that way.
Well, they call it dead money. So what do they mean by dead money? The signing bonus?
Yes. Meaning that you got that, but we're really paying you this throughout the year. You see what I'm saying? So you get paid every 2 weeks. You got to fit all that money in every 2 weeks.
Well, it looks more than reasonable when you look at a base salary of Aaron Rodgers, $1,150,000, David Bakhtiari, $1,120,000, Preston Smith last year, $1,150,000, Kenny Clark, $1,035,000. That doesn't seem like a lot of money, man, but it's on that other side of it. That's where the money is.
Right. They got to sell a lot of hot dogs and beer. Then the people are like, why do hot dogs cost so much? Hey,
Al, you're a fan. What are your thoughts about where the Packers are right about now?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, see, you talked about everything but IR. You see, when these guys get out here and get hurt and they go on IR, the company's not paying them. That's an insurance policy. And they get too comfortable getting paid by the insurance company rather than by the team. Now, you know, those numbers don't tell the whole picture. But as I said, these are boys instead of men coming in to play this game. And we played back in the 50s and 60s with less equipment
right.
and everything else. And we got out there and ain't no way in hell you could tell me if I bump my head, I ain't going to play. I'm going to go out on that field if I'm crippled, crawling, and crazy, because that's what I did. I loved the game.
Yeah. But, wow. That's wow.
So, Gilbert, what do you want to say, man, as we get ready to close?
Well, Al is right, man. You know what I'm saying? But the game has changed and evolved so much that certain things are not the same as they used to be.
No, you got
to
protect.
And the player is not the same as they used to be.
The player deserves to be protected. It's a dangerous game. And we've seen the outcome of the way they used to play in Al's day. And it's not good for the players long term, right? Safe to say that?
Safe to say that, Earl. So that's why the game has to evolve and has to change. Even though the guys say they're soft or they're not.
All right, we got to go. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Likewise, my friend.
We'll be back together again next Monday. Under the helmet with the grave digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Yo, Big Sandy, I say what's up.
I will.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.